inventory locations and levels, order size, frequency. There is a direct relationship between the number of inventory holding locations and the total inventory level, but order size per location, safety stock, and in-transit inventory are also factors. The equation for calculating the average inventory commitment of an entire network divides each inventory holding location's order quantity by 2 to find the average and adds its safety stock and in-transit inventory. This process is repeated for each holding location, and all are summed. The mathematical way of expressing this is as follows, where I represents a given inventory holding location. As DCS are added, base stock levels are not impacted much, because aggregate levels are determined by manufacturing and transportation lot sizes rather than the number of DCS. However, when DCS split a service area into smaller parts, the customer base per DC will shrink and therefore each DC will hold less base stock, unchanged in the aggregate, but lower per location. Due to shorter distances to customers on average, adding warehouses reduces order cycle time and in-transit time on the outbound side. Reducing the order cycle time will also reduce variability. Since orders arrive sooner, there will be less sales variability during that period and order variability will also be less. This is a key reason why there is less need for safety stock per new location. Another reason is that the safety stock is calculated relative to the base stock level, which will also be lower per location, assuming that each additional DC serves a smaller market. So, while each location needs safety stock and the aggregate total increases, the rate of increase tapers off as more locations are added. However, assuming that each warehouse carries a full line of inventory, adding warehouses increases order cycle time and in-transit time on the inbound side. This is because suppliers need to ship to multiple locations, and more trips add up.